You're entering the Side Mission Podcast. Three friends that love gaming and love experiencing original content and old school classics give their thoughts on the latest releases and newest topics in the gaming industry. Power up and let's get started.
Welcome in, everyone, to the newest episode of Side Mission. As always, I'm the host, the captain of the ship, Rusty Ellis, joined by the boys, Kyle Lynch, Matt Beck. And today we're talking about the newest release for the Nintendo Switch, another exclusive, this one in the Mario franchise. It's Mario Golf Super Rush. I think that's the title. Don't hold me to that. It's a very, very difficult and weird title to remember. But it came out last week while we were in Utah. We're obviously back to our normal setup today as me and Matt had to come back to the real world. But let's talk about this game that has been a very fun game to play. It has issues. But I think as a whole, we can all agree that it's really, really good. Matt, start with you. You're the Mario fan here. So tell me, what were your initial impressions of this game when we first got it, we first started playing? I know we spent a lot of time in the adventure mode. What were some of your thoughts?
So I actually thought that the game was going to have a difficult learning curve, as I have experienced with a lot of sports games. Rusty knows this with me playing MLB The Show.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very, very surprised with how actually very easy to learn the game is. And it's very, like, you know, new player friendly. Like, it really gets you in there, shows you, how the game's played. And it's a lot of fun. Like, the core gameplay is really well done. It's a lot of fun. You have like your power shots, and you got like this little meter here that shows you, you know, the distance of how your ball is going to go. You can look at an overlay of the map, and it really helps you out to, you know, figure out what club to use and like how far to hit the ball. And there's just a lot that they add to it. It's not just a simple golf game, because, you know, it's got to have that Mario spin on it, where one of the modes that I know Rusty and I absolutely love is Speed Rush mode, which is the big mode that they've been pushing and advertising. It's a lot of fun. Basically, you hit the ball, and then you have your little moment of time where you can run to go get the ball to hit your next shot. You can use what is called, I think, a special speed dash, which your character does something such as, like, with Boo. He turns into this weird, like, floating carousel thing spinning around. Bowser Jr. rides on top of a bullet bill. Your customizable Mii character that you use in RPG mode does this really weird jump and spin. It's not really that great. But
no,
you can
it is
use
not.
That speed dash to your... Yeah, you could use that speed dash to your advantage, because if you hit the another player, it kind of like knocks them out and gives them like a little bit of time to get up and get back into running back to their ball as you're running to yours. And it's just it's hectic. It's a lot of fun. Nintendo is always on point when it comes to making their games, their sports games, their party games, all fun. And I definitely classify Mario Super Rush, Mario Golf Super Rush, as a party game. But going into a little bit more into the RPG mode, which I've been greatly enjoying, it's a very simple story, not much to really talk about there. You're just this new guy who's joining in with this group that consists of a Charging Chuck, a Boo, Toadette. And, you know, you basically go through different courses. You level up different stats such as speed, health, spin shots. And it has like a really nice RPG mechanic to it, which is something that I have been excited for. And as much as I do love this mode, there is some stuff there that is very frustrating. I'll actually let Rusty talk about that one, since it was really from his point of view there. But I'm loving the game.
Yeah, I'm the same. I've said that this game actually makes me want to try Mario Tennis Aces, just because I know that's a game that a lot of people look at and say, yeah, it's overpriced. But if you can get a couple friends to play it, it's actually super fun. Mario Golf Super Rush, I would classify as very, very similar to that. It's definitely a party game. We'll answer the whole, you know, is it worth the money question. We'll answer that a little bit later. But I think that there's a lot here, especially in adventure mode. I think that that's actually a much more fleshed out mode than I think we were expecting. I believe that, you know, looking at the RPG elements, looking at the stats you can level up and different things that you can focus on when you're making your character, there's a lot of customization here. There's a lot of different ways you can play here. And like you said, the game does a great job of teaching you the game. And I think that, especially in a game like golf, I'm a sports guy. In a game like golf, especially a video game about it, you've got to be able to teach the player in a way that doesn't have this ridiculous learning curve. I think you've got to find a way to make it fun, to make it interesting, and to make it easy to understand, because golf is a very complex sport. And I think this game does that. I think there's a lot here to love. I'm not going to lie, there's a very steep difficulty curve when you go from the third area to the fourth area, when you go from the balmy dunes to the wild woods, or the wild weather woods, I think is what they're called. There's a very steep learning curve there, and I think that maybe they went a little too heavy into just the natural elements and how much the wind can affect you and the natural hazards on the course. I think that they went a little too overboard there, but it's not enough to make me dislike the game. So, Kyle, we'll go over to you now. You admitted before we got on here, you've played probably the least of all three of us. But I know that what you played, you really enjoyed. I know that one thing we talked about was the course design. So that's something we really enjoyed. And so far, I think that that's a big positive of this game, is the diversity of courses and just the way that everything is designed and the way everything looks.
Oh, for sure. I got to say, this game doesn't have a whole lot of courses to begin with. We don't know if they'll be adding more DLC. But with the courses that we did get, the design is really, really good. I think that they really make it feel alive. They make it feel different. They don't make it feel like you're just putting down the same holes, you know, every single time. And I also got to commend them for, you know, the way they teach you how to play. You know, I'm not a sports game person. Golf, above all other games, is probably my least likely game to pick up if it were, you know, if I had a choice between any sports game. And this game did a really good job of enticing someone who isn't a sports fan to pick this up, because just from the trailer alone, we knew that this game is going to be very different from your average, you know, golf game, because obviously it's Mario, but I think that they did, you know, enough to really make it unique, to really make it, you know, like you were saying, you know, you can compare it to, you know, Mario Aces Tennis, but it doesn't feel like it's just a copycat party game. It's, you know, it's its own thing. And I really enjoy that. I will say that one thing I think that, and this might be a minor complaint, but I'm not entirely ecstatic about the fact that you have to completely beat adventure mode to unlock the courses and all the other game modes, because let's say if you're only getting this game for a party game for, like, people to come over, you have to put in the work in the adventure mode to unlock all those courses if you want to play any of the other game modes in those courses, which, you know, yeah, it's not terrible, but it's, you know, I wish that at the beginning they would have left it open to where you could just choose any mode, any course, and just go right into it. But overall, I think that this is a solid game. I think that, you know, especially in the Mario franchise, it's not, you know, game of the year, obviously, but it's definitely something that I would say is worth picking up, even if you're not really, you know, a golf fan or a sports fan in general.
You hit the nail on the head with one of my biggest issues, is the fact that you do have to play the adventure mode to unlock everything. That is a issue, in my opinion, because there are going to be people who buy this just to play it with friends. There are going to be people that buy this just because, think back to when we saw this reveal, right? We were like, Battle Royale Golf, who wants to play that? And but the more we saw of it, the more we realized this could be an incredibly fun game to play with each other. We realized this would be a fun game to play with friends. And I think that there is a balance of making the adventure mode worth playing, as well as, you know, having to unlock stuff in the normal mode. I think there's a balance you could have struck, and I feel like they went a little too heavy into trying to promote the adventure mode. The adventure mode's really good, but if you didn't buy this game for that, you're going to be really disappointed when you hit solo play and you realize there's no courses that you can play outside of, like, the first two, I think. So that's going to be a disappointment for a lot of people. And I think that the problem is that it's a really simple solution that I've thought of, is why not just have your me creator at the very beginning, why not just have your profile level up when you play on any mode, and as you level up, you unlock stuff. So that way you can play the first few courses, learn them, get good at them, maybe play online with your friends some, but as you level up, you unlock more stuff. As you achieve certain scores on certain courses, you earn more stuff. You earn more characters, maybe. You earn more courses. I feel like there's an easy way to do that, but they didn't do that. And I think that that's why that's a huge negative, is because there is a simple solution to it. There is a simple start to the solution to it. So that's obviously an issue. The other issue, like I said, is the steep difficulty curve, especially in the multiplayer modes. For reference, me and Matt, I would not call us incredible at this game, but I've seen Matt play. I know how I play. He's seen me play. I know that we're better than the computer. I know we're better than that. So for us to get on Tuesday night and to lose not once but twice to the computers in speed golf mode, that seems a little ridiculous, because I don't think either of us played all that bad. I think Matt got off to a really good start in the last couple of holes. You openly said that you kind of fell apart a little bit. I got off to a slow start on the first hole, but I don't think we played bad. I think for players that are still new, we're all at probably about, you know, less than, you know, 7 or 8 hours into this game. And for Kyle, I don't even know if he's 1 hour in. But I think that it was safe for us to say, and Matt, I think you'll agree, that we know we're better than the computer at this game. But for us to lose twice to the computer, and I'll be open about that. Some people might be embarrassed by that. Some people might hurt their pride about that. I'll just be open, man. The computer whipped us, man. They beat us like a drum. And I just feel like it's a little crazy to think that the computer's that good, and then the difficulty curve in the adventure mode, there's moments where I'm like, this doesn't feel possible. The other thing I want to bring up, and Matt heard all this last night, and I'll let you go on about this, Matt, but I don't like how in speed golf mode especially, you take a shot, and for some reason, every shot is worth 30 seconds. You take a shot, and 30 seconds immediately comes off the clock if you're in speed mode. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all, because I don't know why 30 seconds would come. I don't know why any time would come off the clock if you're hitting your shot and then immediately trying to get to your ball. I don't know why that time would come off the clock. So, Matt, go a little bit deeper into some of your negatives for the game, and then we'll close the episode out with a few more positives, because, like we've said, we do like this game. There's a lot of positives, but if we're going to talk about this game honestly, and there are people out there that are on the fence about buying it, we've obviously got to be honest. So, Matt, you go ahead, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want us to be able to put as much of, you know, as much positivity, but we also have to add the negativity to this as well, because we can't make this game out to be something that it's not. But a couple of my gripes, as well as what comes from what you're talking about, because I feel like a penalty, I feel like you should only lose seconds if you knock the ball off the course, like in the water or in the sand on certain courses, but definitely not because you, every time you start to hit the ball, you lose 30 seconds. Like, that makes absolutely no sense. But I also do want to talk about how I love the RPG mode, as I said before, but it does feel a little bit lackluster as far as, like, some of the challenges goes, because it feels like it's repeating itself here and there. There's plenty to unlock there. The story is... Like I said before, the story is, it's there. It's not great. It's not going to be memorable. I know that one of the characters, Toadette, actually, she's like in the beginning, she's like in your squad in the very beginning, but she just kind of disappears off to nowhere. Like, I haven't seen her since the first course. I'm like, where'd she go? This is a vital character in Mario. This is like, you know, the female Toad equivalent. So, now I think another thing that I want to say, the RPG mode is, I don't like the fact that the characters like Mario and his gang aren't customizable as far as like their outfits go. They're stuck with the same outfit that, you know, they have when you start them off. Like, I thought it would be really cool to see some kind of, like, I'm not going to call it a season pass, obviously, because I don't want to see that in a Mario game. But I think it'd be kind of cool maybe to have like his classic outfit, like Wario's, Luigi's, or a different outfit design, entirely new design, or just something that they wore in previous games. And another negative that I have is Rusty and I tried out the online last night, and when it works, it works, without going into too much detail on that. But unfortunately, when it comes to Nintendo's games, and we're in 2021, we're still lagging. And it's not nearly as bad as, say, Super Mario Makers 2 online lag, because that was nearly unplayable. But it did disrupt, and it did kind of break the immersion that I was having. It was a lot of fun, but when that lag hit, like, it could go on for seconds. It never went on for too long, but it's still very disruptive and distracting. Those are mostly my complaints.
I'll fix that one sentence for you real quick. Super Mario Maker 2's multiplayer wasn't almost unplayable. It was unplayable. It was awful. It was lag central. The connectivity issues were rampant. You couldn't play a match on that. And I don't even know if it's been fixed. I haven't. I was so turned off by it that I have no idea if it was fixed. And I don't know if Nintendo really has much of a reputation for fixing stuff like that. But, like I said, we do want to get back into the positivity of this, because this is a really good game, and I'm enjoying it personally. I think that there's a lot to do in this game. I think that it does a good job of mixing up the game of golf. I think through the first three or four areas, in the adventure mode, there's different gimmicks with each area. And I think the first area is your normal. It's kind of like the area that lulls you in a little bit. It's kind of like the Mario circuit on Mario Kart. It's kind of basic. You know, it's not bad. It's not great. But, you know, you always have a good time on it. That's kind of how the first course is. The second one adds hitting in different elevations and hitting up, you know, hitting uphill, hitting downhill, having to figure out how to swing properly. The third one adds a water mechanic where you've got to stay hydrated and you're in this, you know, very, very hot area. And then the last area that I'm, just recently, or I'm still on actually, adds weather, adds the idea of natural hazards on the course, adds, high wind and lightning. And I like that each course feels unique. Each course feels different. Now, some of those are more frustrating than others. Looking at you, lightning, because there's no need for that. I've never seen a golfer get struck by lightning in the middle of their backswing. And if that has happened and I've never seen it, then I clearly need to spend a little bit more time searching that on YouTube, because I've never seen that. But Kyle, you asked an interesting question before we got on here, and I want your take first, because as the one that you spent the least amount of time, and I know that's not me trying to like call you out or something like that, but it's just, it kind of just is what it is. I want to know your thoughts on this first. Is this game worth $60 in your opinion, Kyle?
In my opinion, I would have to say, honestly, I don't. I think that the game is more worth $40, mainly because with the multiplayer being one of the biggest parts about this game that, you know, is going to draw people to it, because, you know, I feel like they shouldn't have marketed the adventure mode, because I don't think that it's very replayable once you've already beat it. However, what is replayable is the multiplayer. Going and playing courses over and over with your friends, it's going to be different every time. You're going to have, fun. You're going to be, just hanging out with your friends, playing some golf. But if that's unplayable and the story mode is not really, there's not really a story there, and once you beat it, that's not replayable either, it really bothers me, because, like, I feel like I paid $60 for a broken game, not necessarily that the single-player content is broken, but the multiplayer content, because that was what we were so excited for. I mean, that was the main reason I got the game, was to play with my friends, because, I think that that's going to be my biggest draw to it, and to hear that it's unplayable is just very, very depressing for me, and it really jars me from wanting to spend $60, whereas I would probably wait for a sale until it's $40.
Okay, to clarify, because I think there might have been a little bit of confusion, this mode isn't unplayable. I think that there is lag issues, and Matt was 100% right on that, but I think there might have been a little bit of confusion along the way. This isn't unplayable, but the lag is very frustrating. So I do want to put that out there. You can go ahead and continue, but I wanted to put that out there real quick.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes a little bit more sense then. Yeah, like, Matt honestly said it best. We're in 2021. Why are we still having lag? Like, I remember back when the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 were a thing, and, like, PSN was still free, and Microsoft made people pay, and it was so that they could use that money to better their servers. And Xbox has always had a good reputation for having good online multiplayer servers, for their first-party exclusives. And Sony needed to, they needed to make a little bit more money so that way they could do the same thing, and so they did. And Nintendo, they left it free up until the Switch came out, and they finally said, hey, we're going to make you guys pay. Seeing how it went with Microsoft, where I paid for their services, and they're really good, PlayStation services, pay for them, they're really good, why am I paying for Nintendo services, where every single game besides Smash, and that's a big if, because a lot of times when I try to play Smash, it lags. Why am I still lagging with every online Nintendo game? That bothers me so much because it really doesn't make me want to play games online on, you know, the Switch. And if I'm not playing online, why am I paying for the service? What's the point? You know, if you're not going to use the money to make your service better, to strengthen your connections and make it so that way, you know, we're not lagging, I can't really justify it.
I think, to kind of go off the question, and I'll let Matt answer here in a second, personally, I think paying $60 for this game is much more palatable than paying $60 for 3D World. That's just me. I personally think it's more palatable. I do think that if this game had come in at $50, it'd be much more reasonable, and I think at $40, this game's a steal. This game's a real steal at $40, I think. So I think if you were to go to GameStop, trade in a couple games, and pay like $40, I think that that's a steal, and you're going to get your money's worth. I think at $60, you're going to get your money's worth. And that $60 is much more palatable, like I said, than 3D World because it's not a port. It's original. And I do think they're going to keep a steady stream of DLC coming into this game. So I think that in the long run, it'll be worth that money. Matt, what do you think? I think that me and you, I would imagine that we are on the same wavelength here, but I'll let you answer for yourself, obviously.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that the game is worth the $60 that I paid for because, you know, I played it, you know, since we got the game, I played it just about every day. I played it on the plane on our way back, and it's very enjoyable. It does have its shortcomings, but literally, what game does not? And I mean, last night with Rusty and I were playing online outside of the lag, it was a lot of fun. Now, what I definitely hope to see to make the, you know, the $60 prize worth it is I do hope to see a release plan from Nintendo as far as new courses and characters, maybe like online tournament modes, like with your friends, because it's a little lackluster on modes as well, but you know. It just came out, but unfortunately kind of is missing some things. But knowing Nintendo, how they have been in the past, they do, you know, release these things, and they're always free. So, you know, you're not going to pay for it. And Kyle, right quick, I pay for my Nintendo Online so I can get shiny Pokemon on Sword. But, yeah, it's a lot. It's fun. It really is worth the $60. Now, the RPG mode, I have had my fun with it. I'm still playing through it. And I actually have not played just, you know, like the regular modes outside of RPG or online. But, I mean, I'm going to there's a good variety of characters here to learn and to play. Some not so great, but some are really, like, a lot of fun to play. Like, I know Rusty picked up Paulina, and he's been having fun with her. I tried out a couple characters with Bowser Jr. and Rosalina. So there's a character that has different stats, speeds, like, you know, when they use their speed dash, some work really well, some don't, but that's what I like to have is I like to see that type of variety. And there's a lot here in characters that I didn't even think would be in a game, like King Bob-omb or however you say that. But to me, I definitely think that it was worth the $60, and I'm excited to see how Nintendo supports the game in the future.
Yeah, Pauline is 100% going to be my main, by the way, because Waluigi was freaking unplayable and terrible. So that's kind of where we're at, I think, with Mario Golf Super Rush. I think we can all agree it's a really, really good game. It's got some issues, so the hope, obviously, is that these issues get fixed. Because the good thing about a lot of these issues is that the biggest issues are fixable, I think. I think that the lag, they can fix their servers. That's possible. I think a steady stream of DLC, they can fix that. Obviously, there's only so much you can do about having to unlock the courses in adventure mode, but again, I think that the adventure mode is worth playing through, so even if you didn't buy the game for that, my advice would be play through it, and I think you'll learn that it's pretty addicting, and you can get really engrossed in playing the different challenges, learning the different techniques, and leveling up your Mii because, you know, we haven't mentioned it yet, but you can also use your Mii in online play. So the more you level him up, or him or her, the more you level them up, you know, you can actually then use them in online. And I think that's pretty cool that you can use your Mii in online play, and that's something that I might actually try out the next time I play because I haven't done that yet. But again, that's just our opinion. I think this is a good release from Nintendo. This is a good chill game. And I like that the last couple of games we've talked about have been more chill games because when you talk about Resident Evil Village and Returnal and Hitman, those are intense games. You need games like this and like Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. Yes, I threw that in there. I was able to shoehorn that game into this episode somehow. But when you have games like that, they're good palate cleansers. And you need games like that, especially when a lot of games that come out now are really intense, really over the top. You need games like that that are more fun. You're playing them to enjoy it. You're playing them to relax. So just our opinions, but that'll do it for this episode of Side Mission. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Side Mission Pod and check out our YouTube channel for older episodes at Side Mission Podcast. For the boys, Kyle Lynch, Matt Beck, I'm Rusty Ellis. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Side Mission Podcast. Keep up with new episodes and download your favorites in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.